positive, because I heard that there's a positive, there's the tikkun, which is the negative that you're fixing, and there's the positive, you know, purpose.
Well, the thing is that the tikkun, what you need to fix from, let's call it from a previous life, that you have to do it regardless, and you're doing it. One of the ways of figuring out how to do it is what's the hardest for you. Because when the soul comes down to this world, before it comes down, they tell her, you have to fix this, this, and this. Where do you want to get born? So if I have to fix a problem, let's say I have a problem with stealing, so my soul will probably ask, put me in a family with a lot of money that I'm not going to be so enticed constantly to steal. So if a person has a problem that he has a problem with the forbidden relations, so the soul tells, put me in a very religious family that I'm going to be right from the day I'm born in a separated classroom. I'm not going to be next to girls. I'm not going to have to deal with it too much. But you can look kind of pinpoint by doing a list of all the things that are the hardest for you. Half of them are what you have to fix from a previous life. The thing is that anything that is, I don't know if to refine it as emotional, but anything that you have to work on from the inside, what's called midot, that is for the previous life. Lying, cheating, stealing, you know, things that, it's not a physical act. You know, I'll give you an example on myself. I'm not proud of it. The faults are the tikkun for previous things. The mitzvot that are hard for you to do, that's for what you have to, that's your mission in the world.
So let me ask you another question, or rephrase maybe. Let's say I know what I want to focus on. How do I figure out the best way to maximize or get the most out of that way to...
Well, it depends. If it's in the physical realm, like a business, or studying, or something like that, then you obviously have to connect yourself to the right place that gets your hashpa'ah, your influence. But if you're talking about the spiritual realm, then you have to, exactly what I said the whole night, which you missed, you have to refine yourself. The more you refine yourself, refining is what you eat, how many sins, chas v'shalom, you do, or how much you stop from doing. It's not necessarily doing the mitzvot. The mitzvot is an additional light. But refinement comes with, let's say, how many times I didn't lie today. From 100% of lying, today I'm going to lie 50%. How many times you're refraining? Every time you refrain, you polish a little bit of dirt from your neshama, from your soul. The more you refine yourself, anything you want to do, even in the physical level, becomes very clear. So it could be now that you have a goal or what you're saying, you want to focus on something. And if you're not 100% refined, could be that you're focusing on a completely different thing. Then you can work on yourself, you refine yourself, and after a month you're like, that doesn't even interest me. I don't want to do that. That's what interests me. Now the whole thing is that you are a puppet for Hashem. You are like the same way that the hand goes into the puppet and you move the hands and the puppet moves. Hashem wants to get dressed in you so He can act in this world. And each and every one of us is a different puppet. Now if I want to move how I want to move, then Hashem is not going to get dressed in me. Which means that I'm going to go after things that maybe I'll be lucky and I fall on the right thing. Maybe I'm not going to be lucky and I waste my time. But if I want to fall, I'm using the word fall, maybe I'm translating it the wrong way, but if I want to actually do the right thing, then let me be a good puppet. Puppet, and so it means I'm totally open and an altar to what Hashem wants me to do. Excuse me?
Like a vessel.
Exactly. Now, a vessel is different because a vessel is kind of like holding the light, so let's say I want to have an abundance of blessing in some department, then I have to have a vessel. I can't sleep all day long and tell Hashem, just send me money. I have to make a vessel. I have to go and work. I have to make a business. I have to do something. When I'm saying puppets, let's say I want to have, I don't know which path to go in my life. And let's talk about right now, not the physical things, not spiritual things. Let's say I want to do something. Maybe it's not the right thing. Maybe it is the right thing. Anything that I want to do that is considered avodat Hashem, serving God, then the best thing to do it is how He wants me to do it, not how I want to do it. Because a lot of people do a lot of spiritual acts because from the back door, it gets them in a better position in the synagogue. Socially, it makes them better. Financially, it will help them at some point. The drive is not pure. It's not what Hashem wants. It's what it's good for me. I'm not talking you. I'm talking about in general. A lot of people do. I know one person. You would look at him. You think he's the biggest tzaddik. He's the director of this shul and director of that organization and this and that. You say the guy's like in so much chesed. Yeah, but you know what? Now he knows everybody inside out. He controls everything. He's, you know, socially, he's, you know, he gets this high. So he's not doing it because he really wants to help these people. He's doing it because it's worth it for him. The thing is that anything that I want to do for Avodat Hashem, I have to say to Hashem, I want to do what you want me to do. I'll see you tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem. I want to do what you want me to do. So I'm now being completely open for you. Whatever you want me to do, I'll do. And that is how I told her. You have to remove the ego part here, that you're doing it because it's good for you. Rather, let me do, you tell me what you want me to do. The more you know yourself, the reaction, the result will be that things are clear. You're going to come to do one thing, and you'll be like right away. Something added. Most people, they experience that some things are very clear, some things are not clear. Sometimes you go into a certain situation, and you know 100% that's the wrong thing to do. Why sometimes you have this clarity and sometimes you don't have the clarity? The reality, somebody asked me before and she left. The reality is that we have something that is called mazal. Our luck, a mazal. Sometimes you have a greater mazal, sometimes you have less, sometimes your mazal is shining. This mazal is this IV that constantly drops everything that you need into your life. If you tap into it, then you get exactly what you need to get and everything comes smooth. And the easiest way to explain it, the other day I went into the shower with my 3-year-old boy and he was standing on the side and he's telling me, why aren't you washing me? I told him, because you're not under the water. Come under the water, I'll wash you. If I want to be getting the water, I have to stand under my mazal. I can move myself, I'm not going to get anything. Now, how do I align myself with my mazal? I have to refine all my levels of my soul, my nefesh, my ruach, my neshama, everything. I have to align it. Once it's aligned, then what's going to happen is my mazal. Remember, in the old cartoons, there was like a submarine in the water, and then they had like a little stick, and it will come out of the water and go like this, and see what's going on the top. That's your mazal. Your mazal sees everything. That's in the level of what's called Yechida, the highest level of our soul. It sees everything. It knows everything. Now, if I'm connected to it, everything is clear. I go on a date. Oh, it's not the right one. I go to a business deal. I don't want to deal with this guy. Everything is sharp, clear. Why? Your intuition, you can call it intuition. Your mazal is direct to you. Right away, you get a respond. You do something wrong, quick, an email. Don't do this. Don't do that. Most people, they don't have a good alignment. So nothing is clear. So you go on a date, it's not clear. You go to do a business deal, it's not clear. Come to a job, not clear. Where should I live? What should I learn? Nothing is clear. Why? I'm not aligned. If I'm going to be aligned, I'll see everything perfect. So the more you refine yourself, so first you refine your level of your nefesh. This corresponds more in this world. You do mitzvot, you eat the right thing, kosher things, then you have to start refining your ruach, your neshama, that you do it in more intellectual things, your emotions, you will refine your midot. The more you refine yourself, the more centered you make your soul, the more everything will make sense. So it's not that you're going to do some hocus pocus and then you're going to get the answer. Rather, your mazal will trickle. You know, the mazal comes from the word in Hebrew, nozel. Nozel is like to drip. Same thing, you'll have something from above and it drips. This is the mazal. So the mazal drips this information into your... You remember what you heard what the other guy said with the subconscious? Your mazal drips into your subconscious. Constantly the information it sees on the headquarters. Where you have to go, who you're going to date, who you're going to marry. But if I'm not connected up there, I'm going to walk around here like a drunk person with a fold on my eyes and nothing will make sense. Now, one person can have a positive attitude and says, okay, that didn't work, fine. Most people don't have a positive attitude, they get depressed, they get upset. This is not working. That is not working. All I need to do is just focus yourself. Any idea that you have, right away you'll get it dripped into your mind. Oh, I want to do this. I want to do that. Where do you think people come up with these good ideas suddenly? Because from above, you know, they got a little tip from above. Now what happens? Sometimes you have a very good day. You did an amazing mitzvah. Something out of this world. And you didn't even try to, or it was hard for you, it wasn't hard for you. One day, I don't know what. Something that you never did, suddenly one day you did it. What did you do? You opened the channel. And right in this day, you got a little bit of information from your mazal. Suddenly you walk into a place, you have this intuition. Oh, no, this, I don't want to deal with this guy. Or you find yourself in a spot, I've been here before. You know? Or you get this deja vu. Why? Because you did some type of act and you opened this channel and you got a little bit of information. You're like, whoa. You know? Today I feel something. Something's in the air today. No, you did something special. You opened this channel. So the way to get all this information, what am I doing here? What's my mission here? The thing is, in this world, what I have to correct from a previous life, that I have to do, and I'll finish it the last day of my life. But my mission is in this world, it's not a 70-year mission. It can be a 5-year mission. Then I move to a different city. I start a whole new thing. And I have a brand new thing to do. I finish this, I go to a different place. I'm moving from one mission to another. How do I have the right information how to do it? It's only if I refine myself. I'm by myself going to wake up one day in the morning and say, okay, that's it, I'm done here. Now I'm starting in that department. But when you don't connect yourself to the source, that's what I was talking about in the beginning. If you don't connect yourself to the source, or worse than that, you move yourself away from the source, nothing will be clear. You're not going to get any answers. Everything will be like this big confusion. Get yourself close to the source. The source is Hashem. The closer you are, things make more sense. You hear everything, you see everything spiritually, of course. Then everything makes sense. You know what you need to do. The more you remove yourself, you'll never get the right answer. The more you connect yourself, everything will just fall in place. You'll meet the right person. Everything, you'll come with an idea. Hashem will bring in your path everything that you need. It will just bring in your path. Here, just do it. As long as it's done for the sake of Hashem. If it's done for your sake, then that's another thing you missed before. I said there's two chambers in Shemayim, a holy chamber and an unholy chamber. You connect yourself to the holy chamber, you'll bring on you this holy influence. You connect yourself to the unholy chamber, you'll bring on yourself this unholy influence. So to sum it up in two words, you just connect yourself to the source. You connect yourself, everything will be clear. You'll know exactly what's your mission in this world, when you have to do it, how you have to do it, if you're doing it good or not. But it's only when you connect yourself to the source. And the problem in this generation that people say, I don't need this spiritual part, this is for the old people, I'll figure it out myself. This is something we don't realize, especially when we're young. No, I need the old-fashioned spiritual thing because that is the source. And a lot of people in our generation, they build up all these imaginary things. I can do anything I want. But the reality is, you can't. You have to walk hands in hands. So much more so when it has to do with Hashem. Now, if a person who's smart, he connects himself right away to the source because he says, I don't know when my time is up. Some people live till they're 80, some people live 30. Maybe I don't want to go up there and tell me, Habibi, you wasted your time. You didn't accomplish what you were supposed to accomplish. Go back down. You know what a big deal it is for the neshama to go up there and they're telling her, go back down again? What, God? I just came up. Again? It's not easy for the soul to come up, down. That's why you see in our generation, thousands, hundreds of thousands suddenly are waking up and going towards spirituality because they see nothing else works. Only when you connect yourself to the right source, then everything starts working. That's why now Hashem makes it hard for everybody. And everything is unclear. 100 years ago, people didn't have the problem, should I live here, should I live here, should I be a doctor, should I be a lawyer? Everything was simple. Now everything is too sophisticated. So Hashem, you know, makes things harder, so a person will be like, wait, okay, I can't do it myself. Let me turn to the source. If you really want to point on exactly what you need to do for your tikkun, for your mission, for everything in this world, is you go to the boss and you tell him, what do I need to do? If you don't go to the boss, doesn't matter what he's going to tell you, you're not going to listen. Doesn't matter what your mazal is going to tell you, you're not going to hear. But you want to hear what the boss wants to tell you, you go to the boss and you tell him, I'm here. What do I need to do? I keep Shabbat? Okay, I keep Shabbat. Eat kosher? Okay, I'm going to eat kosher. I need to put tefillin on? I'll put tefillin on. All these rituals is not to make our life hard. When I put tefillin on in the morning, there's many, many, many mystical things for the tefillin. But one of them is I put it next to my heart, so it will affect my heart. Then I put it on my head, that it will affect my mind. You want to get a lot of this inspiration? You put tefillin on every day. That tefillin, you put it on your head. All the things you need to get in your intellect, this tefillin is the channel where you're getting all your thoughts. So everything has become clear. Clear. You're putting the tefillin next to your heart. It makes your heart go the right way. Because most of us, we go after our heart. You see a beautiful woman, you go after the... Your heart tells you, go after her. You see a beautiful car. Ooh, I want this car. Your heart tells you, go get it. So the tefillin is such a powerful tool to center you. And every mitzvah that I do, it's not to make my life hard. Rather, I connect myself. Mitzvah comes from the word savta, to get connected. I get connected to a source of information. It's like me, I want to know a question. I need to Google it. If I don't have internet, doesn't matter how much I'm going to type, it's not going to help. You want the internet, you need to find out something, you have to be connected. You're not connected. You know, if you don't have data on your phone, no Wi-Fi around you, your phone is a piece of junk. In our generation, without your phone, 5 minutes without Wi-Fi, I'm going to freak out. That's how people are. But this is an example. That's why I said before, how technology teaches us. Wi-Fi is a sham. 5 minutes I don't have Wi-Fi, I'm going to... People freak out because they can't check their email. That Hashem is Wi-Fi. He constantly, how do you say Meshader? How do you say projects? You know, not Bluetooth. Bluetooth, I have to find it. Hashem is Wi-Fi. I just have to connect myself. I connect myself, I have all the data and information I need. I don't connect myself, don't go and cry after that you don't see anything. Connect yourself to the source. Everything will be clear. Nobody can actually come and tell you, oh, the way how I look at you, you have to do A, B, and C. Nobody will do it. And don't go to find anyone that will say you. And if somebody tells you that, don't believe them. Because when you connect yourself to the Wi-Fi, you'll wake up in the morning, your mind will be clear. You put tefillin on in the morning. If you pray with the whole shacharit, you wear the tefillin for 40 minutes. You don't pray, then you 5 minutes. You put the tefillin, 5 minutes, you get connected to the highest level of godliness, all the clarity. Okay, I know what I need to do this day. And my heart, instead of desiring nonsense, my heart will desire the real, what I really need to do here. It's almost like going to work. You know, I had so many times, and so many people, they go to work, 8 hours they work, they're not productive, they're not doing anything. All day long I just checked emails. All day long I didn't do anything today. Why are you not productive? Because you're going in the wrong direction. You wake up in the morning, if you don't channel yourself to the right path, you may do things in this world, but you're not productive that day. So you want to be productive, you connect yourself to the source, and the source will tell you, today you have to do this, this is what you have to fix, this is your journey in this world. Tomorrow night is at 8 o'clock, 8 p.m. Esha Torah, it's here, Pico and... Dohini? It's called... It's called Mori's Place.